Welcome to the Sunday meditation for May the 17th, 2020, hosted by the Community of Living Ethics in Umbria, Italy. Let's begin by bringing ourselves to a point of stillness, by taking a few deep, calm, rhythmic breaths. Let us relax into the center of ourselves, from where we let go of any tensions in the physical body. We allow the motions to become calm, and we free the mind of any extraneous thoughts. And from this place of stillness, we raise and expand our consciousness, perceiving ourselves as the soul. We are the soul. And we affirm this fact through the mantra of the self. More radiant than the sun, purer than the snow, subtler than the ether is the self. The spirit within my heart. I am that self. That self am I. We are that self. That self are we. Let's keep this connection with the soul and take a few moments in the silence to expand into the space of the soul, to perceive its note. This is the voice of the silence. Standing as the soul, we affirm our deep intention to move through this global crisis and come out of it a renewed being, more complete, better equipped than ever before to be of service. Today's meditation falls inside that phase of approach where we have just come from the full moon of Taurus, the festival of Waisak, and we will be approaching the full moon in Gemini. This is known as the festival of goodwill, the full moon of the Christ. Therefore, it makes sense for us to begin creating space for the Christ presence within us. That is our essential divinity. This Christ presence represents the highest and fully realized state of consciousness possible on our planet for the human realm. And therefore, we model our lives on this presence. It represents the marriage of our divine and human self, our true essence. Let us make an approach and identification with this Christ presence, beginning as the soul. And we allow ourselves to come into deeper contact with an inner point and we reach this point through successive doorways. And the first doorway is that of right relationship with everything that exists. Relationships that are authentic, true, stable. And we continue through the door of goodwill, where we receive the energy of love, and we commit ourselves to be as useful as possible to bring love into all our relationships. Christ is the Lord of love. And we enter the doorway where we sense the group. We sense the cooperation and exchange of energies with all those with whom we share our human destiny. And through this doorway, we sense that we are part of one soul. And this one soul represents unanimity, spiritual brotherhood. And through each of these doorways, we come closer to the presence of the inner Christ. And this is the culmination of the steps we took last Sunday through the law of spiritual approach. So let us become sensitive and sense the perfume of the Christ within us. The note of the Christ resounding inside us. The light and love of the Christ. We enter an aura of subtle perceptions that brings us even closer to this presence. All that we sense are the signs of the Christ, our true and ultimate identity and destiny as humans. Standing in this deep space, I perceive myself as I am, part of the principle of essential divinity, the principle that stimulates us to assume our true identity and to do so as an act of courage, an act of daring supported by our intuition. The principle of essential divinity shows us the ultimate goal of our human journey, the goal that calls to us ceaselessly. This principle provides us with a reservoir of energy upon which to draw, strength to continue walking this path. And we feel enfolded and embraced by all that the principle of essential divinity offers us as a promise. Essential divinity is the core of who we are. If an image or symbol emerges that serves to remind you of this state of awareness, welcome it into your hearts like a magnet to be cultivated and strengthened. And we stand in the full awareness that we are both human and divine combined. We are the soul. And as the soul, we stand in the center of a whirlwind of events in the world. And yet we remain still, stable, a calm point that receives and distributes the light and love and will of the divine, and spreads it all around. I am, and I am illumined in the light of the divinity that is in me. And standing thus, we are not swept up by the collective currents, but we consciously enter into that current of light and love and will that is the still point. So let's connect at this time with all other points of light and light workers around the world. We know this network as the new group of world servers, the network of light, and it includes all who, like-minded and like-hearted, are gathering together to prepare the way for the coming light. And we open ourselves in consciousness to connect and commune with the great beings, the masters and guides who overlight humanity, and work intensely to impress upon our minds visions that will renew our world. We ask for their support as we carry out our work, and we offer our deep cooperation. And standing as one single group, human and divine, we repeat together the great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. and standing as one group, we visualize ourselves as a vast chalice, collecting the light and love and power descending on the earth, transmitted from the mind of hierarchy to us. And the chalice of our group heart is filled with this energy. And what we have received, we now gratefully give to our world in blessing. So from the center of our group heart, we radiate the blessings of light, seeing these blessings move out in ever-widening circles to encompass the whole planet, all of humankind, all the realms of the natural world, both visible and invisible. And we radiate energies of courage, support and healing to all of humankind. And we also add the blessings of enthusiasm, creativity, and trust in the new possibilities that will emerge from this crisis. And in particular today, we hold the certainty that humanity is approaching closer to the presence of the Christ, and Christ is approaching closer to humanity. So let us take what we have received in this meditation and each day be agents of renewal through right thought, imagination, love, kindness, and our deep commitment to achieve what we call the good, the true, and the beautiful.